there was a woman walking out. She was pushing for 19 hours, something like that. She had to get a C-section or something.
Hell
like that.
No! So you cheated?
Proudly. 33 weeks, I met with my doctor. We was making my birth plan, and I said, let me tell you something. I don't mind feeling the contractions because I want the experience. But as soon as I step on these premises, yeah, I don't want to feel an ounce of pain. You drug me up to the end, okay?
Good, my good people, it's your girl, Madam Joyce, in the bizzle. It's been another week, long time no speak. What's good in the hood? You know it's good. What's good in the hood, baby? As you should, yes, as you should. And in the yeah, what's good? Back again. Happy Mother's Day, guys. Happy Mother's Day to all the amazing mothers, to the mother figures, to the mother figures. Y'all are our winners, for real, for shizzle. And with that being said, I swear to God, I'm a rapper. But guys, as today is Mother's Day, I really wanted to bring a yummy mummy onto the set today, and you have seen her before, and I'm so gassed to have her back. Honestly, she is a content creator, she is a producer, and now she is a mother. It is the one and only Annie Dreya.
Wow, you're really a rapper. You're really a rapper. That was too good. Too good.
How are you, my good sister?
Oh, long time.
Long time.
Wow.
Twib.
Where have you been?
Copyright.
Nobody knows you
like I.
Nobody
I know be what like oh, you do. What you knew it, I did. Anyone I did. Anyone I did. I'm a lying, lying. Body to body.
Yeah.
Copyright.
I don't know the song. I don't actually know the song.
I don't know the lyrics either.
After Twin, Who Have You Been, I'm just like, yeah, it's game.
It's literally, yeah.
Girl, how long has it been? Were you here last year?
I was here last year.
Just over a year. You were in the old studio.
Yes. And my, we in the new studio.
We in the new studio. Honestly, I'm so happy. We actually made a drink for you today, which is a special drink. We're going to call this Annie's Thank you, Jesus. The drink is called Annie's Aromatic Squeeze.
Wow.
And the reason why we call it squeeze is because I want to squeeze your bum after this episode.
Okay.
Period.
Okay.
So obviously we know that you are a zesty queen.
Yes.
With a pack of punch. So obviously we added the lemon juicy to it.
That's me.
Then obviously you are fun, sharp, and up for a good time.
Oh, we love that.
So we added a bit of tequila as well.
Oh, I love
And we
that.
Know that tequila is your favorite drink. Well,
it's
I
my
know
favorite.
That.
Yeah.
And girl, I know
yes.
that.
Yes.
And we had a dash of bitters because you are a spicy mummy. So we've got the bitters in there. And honestly,
thank you.
I'm really loving this.
Wait, I love this drink.
Coming. Oh, is it coming? It's not this.
Oh, okay. We just said, oh yeah, this is
this is a cheers. Cheers to the new studio, Yummy Mummy. Cheers.
Cheers, let's bring it.
Mmm.
Oh, fabulous.
Oh my goodness.
So this is for you.
This is mine.
Annie's Aromatic Squeeze.
Oh my goodness. Can I take a sip?
Of course you could take a sip. Tell me how you like it.
Okay. The foam on top is giving.
Are you loving it? Are you loving it?
Yeah, I could. Okay.
Are you loving it? She said, not quite.
No, it's really nice.
You love it.
I like it.
Oh,
oh my gosh. That's thank it. You, thank you, thank you.
It's so funny.
I like the bartender. It's good.
They're looking for me.
This is such a nice surprise. I can feel the tequila. This is really good.
It's so funny. The last time we sat down together, we were on tequila. You didn't have a special drink. We were pouring it in a
plastic cup, and it was from
it
the bottle.
It was a plastic cup, straight
from
the bottle.
There was no bartender. There was
no bartender. No bartender. And you know what's so funny? You know what I will always remember of you? You drink straight.
Yes.
So that day, I remember, I said, what drink do you want? She goes, can I pick tequila? And I said, okay, what mixer? She was like, no, just have it straight. And you were pouring that straight from the bottle into the cup. And I was looking at you thinking, this one is heavyweight champion. You see, it was a heavyweight champion.
Very strong.
Okay, so, and then so we had our episode. We had our episode, we had a time, we were drinking, keying, laughing.
Okay, let's not emphasize on the drinking if you're gonna bring up the next
point. we were keying and laughing. We were having a good time.
Yeah.
We were single girly, fun.
Yeah. Single as you could be.
Single as you could be.
I mean, that's not good if you're gonna lead up the next part.
No. I mean, I thought we were. This is what I thought.
Oh, this was my reality. Okay.
My reality was that single as in like,
with having within a well ourselves, of a time. Yes.
We're having a well of a time.
We didn't have a family. Right.
We were single while independence. Couple of weeks later, bam,
boom.
Bam,
boom, boom.
Bam,
boom, boom.
Pregnancy.
Pregnant?
Pregnant. When I saw that on the internet, I said, ha.
She was keeping it from me.
So I said this. No, I knew you didn't know at the time.
Okay.
I knew you didn't know. Because I said, anyways, to God be the glory. I knew you didn't know at the time. But it wasn't so long. And I saw that you were pregnant. I was like, oh my God, this is a dream. I was so excited for you. But I think I was so shocked.
Everyone was shocked. I was shocked and I was the one that was pregnant.
You need to tell me how this occurred.
Pregnancy?
No, not girl, come on now.
Yeah, right, because I was going to say, I think we all know.
I mean, I want to know, like, how did you find out you was pregnant? How were you feeling? I want it from the beginning.
So when I found out I was pregnant, so I came back. When I met up with you, I had just got back. It was like a couple of weeks after Valentine's Day.
Oh.
So we had just got back from a cabin.
Okay.
Upstate New York.
Oh.
In the woods.
With nature.
For Valentine's Day. With nature, and nature happened and boom, bam, you know, pregnancy. No, but yeah, so I got, so we conceived our baby then. I didn't know.
Okay.
And then, I don't know, there was just one day I just kept sleeping and my best friend, Lillian, we're both synced, like our periods are both synced. We've been synced for like 6 months. So she came on and she's 7 days and I'm 3 days. So usually when she comes on, I come on and I finish.
Okay.
She came on and she had finished. And I was like, wait, hold on a second. This is not what we usually do.
Hello.
And then I guess I was undressing one day in front of her and she was like, whoa, your boobs look big. And I was like, I know, right? But I was just thinking, oh, you know what? I just like put on a bit of weight. Like it's, and then I was just sleeping one day and she was like, I think we're going to have to do a test. That's what she said to me.
So it was even your best friend that said you should do a test.
Yeah. Cause I don't know whether I was in denial or I was just like, cause I was just vibing. Like, come on.
A time. Yeah.
Come on. Come on, do you think that's my only time ever using? No. Yeah. Like, I was like, wow, the one. And you know what the craziest thing is? So at the cabin, I ended up ending things with Maya's dad.
Oh, really? So you had broken up?
I was like, I think we should just like wish each other the best. Take care. Goodbye. Like,
so after he bought cabin, he was giving you cock. Over the Valentine's weekend, you now broke up with him. That's the Andrea I know, Sha.
No, but honestly, he's a Cancer, I'm a Pisces, and sometimes we just be getting on each other's nerves. So I was just like, you know, I just need peace. And my birthday was coming up. So you know, like when your birthday's coming up, you're ready to like, you know, I'm just ready to live my life.
Yeah. Outside.
So when I came back from New York, I didn't know that I didn't just bring my baggage in the suitcase with me. I was also carrying more baggage, okay? Like importation, like girl, I brought something over. Do you know what I'm saying? But no, and then, yeah, we did the test and I cried. Like, but the thing is, I had a dream. No, you are not gonna believe me about this, okay?
Talk to me.
I had a dream a week before we found out, okay? That I had a baby girl, okay? Wow. But also my ex was in the dream, okay? I went to my girlfriend and I was like, Lillian, I just had a dream. My ex was in the dream and I had a baby. And I was just like, focused on my ex. Because I was like, me and you are done.
Yeah.
So you can't be coming to appear in my... I thought you were doing witchcraft on me. Like, don't try and summon me back through my dreams. Mm-hmm. Lilian was like, he's probably thinking of you. My mom was like, he's probably thinking of you. Okay, cool. Then guess what? I don't check my phone in the morning. I ran and told her the dream. I went back to go check my phone. Guess what? My ex had called me. Okay. My ex had called me and I just dreamt about him. I was wow. like, okay, now he's really trying to summon me. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
We rebuke it.
But then we did the test and I was like, Lilian, do you remember I had a dream? I had a dream. And you know what? In the dream, yeah, I'm going to tell you something very specific.
Talk to me.
In the dream, okay, I dreamt that my baby had a long head. Okay? Just stay with me. Okay. Everybody stay with me. Okay? And I was in the dream, I kept putting a hat over her head and I was like, oh, don't worry about her head. She's going to grow into it, you know, because I just thought she was going to have like an oval head.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? When I gave birth, didn't they have to use like this? What was the tool?
The faucet.
A suction tool.
Oh, suction. Okay.
Because she was facing like a weird way. So they had to use a suction tool, which made her have a long head.
That's crazy.
When I gave birth. Don't you think that's
crazy? Yeah, I'm very spiritual now.
I'm very spiritual because I dreamt that she was a girl.
That's crazy.
And I also dreamt that she looked like my younger sister and she looks like my younger sister. I'm very spiritual. So it's like
you saw your baby.
I knew she was going to be a girl. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I had like three dreams that she was going to be a girl. And I was really certain. Sorry, she's in the background. She wants to let everyone know that she's
here. She's here. Step into the scene, girl.
I love it. But yeah, very, very spiritual. So I was like, you know what? My baby is God wants, God like is bringing this baby into my life. And honestly, I'm going to cry, but since she's been in my life, she has fulfilled me, completed me
wow.
in ways that like I didn't know I needed. Like she's healed me in so many ways. But that's how I found out I was pregnant.
Do you know what? I'm so
sorry,
happy
I went here, there, everywhere.
No, honestly, I'm loving it because listen, this is new news to me.
Yeah.
I've been following you on socials and just been seeing you and seeing how much you love your daughter. The way you talk about your daughter, like she is the best thing in the world. And it makes me so happy for you. Like just seeing someone that is like me enjoy motherhood, it's made me think, maybe yeah. I can, maybe yeah. one day I yes. can meet you there. We can yes. carry pushing buggy together.
Yes.
Honestly, I'm so, so, so happy with you. How do you feel like it's changed you from the last time we were together to now? How do you feel like you've changed?
I think the main thing has been that, like, she has made me have empathy for my parents.
Okay.
She's wow. made me have empathy for myself. Like, you know, I feel like when I was growing up, yeah, like, when my parents would fall short, it would affect me as a child. And, you know, we still have that child in us as we grow and get older.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like me mothering her, me being able to be the mother that I always wanted for myself, is like healing. It's almost like we're both getting that mother, you know, in a way. And then I get to be the mother that she needs, you know. Sometimes parents are just parents to be parents for themselves. Like, this is my child and you're an extension of me and you live under my house, my rules, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like sometimes parents aren't the parents that we need sometimes. Yeah. They are the parents that they are, but they're not the parents that we need. And so, but now I feel like with my daughter, and you know, they're just trying their best. Yeah. You know, they're just doing what they can with the tools that they have. But mm-hmm. with my daughter, I get to be like, I just feel like with everything that I've achieved in my whole life, nothing compares to her, like being a mother to her. It's like the best job. I feel like before I was a mother, I was so selfish, rightly so, because I think every woman should be selfish before, you know, before you become a wife, you should have your own life. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, so I was very selfish. I got to explore, I got to experiment. But with my daughter, I get to be complete. Like, I sacrifice. I get to be completely selfless. Mm. And it doesn't feel like a burden, doesn't feel like a chore. It feels like it's the right thing to do. Like, wow. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, she wakes me up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I don't complain. I'm just like, sure, baby, you're the CEO. Like, that's the running joke of my household. Like, she's the boss. She's the CEO of the company. And we're all our little employers and workers, you know? Because it just, that mindset keeps you in check. It's like, you know, you're doing it for someone else. But yeah, I just love it. It's so fulfilling.
Honestly, and I can just see it. Like, even with the glimpse that we see on social media, I can just see how much you adore.
I love it.
And also how... Like, even as a mother, you're still looking sexy. You're still yummy. Breast is still looking milky and
thank
yummy.
Thank you.
Honestly, I'm so, so happy. And you're talking about your parents. Like, do you feel like your relationship has gotten better with your parents since you've had Maya?
I think that it's hard to say. Like, I feel like with my parents... When I was pregnant with Maya, I just started to feel like I just had a different perspective. I was like, there's no way I could do half the things my parents have done to me, to my baby girl.
Yeah.
But I understand that they had parents parent them.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were children and they still have that inner child in them. So it's like, I still have to give them that empathy. But at the same time, I'm like, okay, I couldn't do this. And I feel like every generation is just trying to be better than the last. So, for example, my mom, probably her parents probably didn't have a lot of money. So for her, it was like, I just want my children to have the things I didn't have. That's her goal, her benchmark, you know? But then her giving us that, I'm like, yeah, but mom, I need emotional support though.
Mm.
And she's like, don't you see, I'll give you this. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it's like, honestly, she spoiled Maya to the death. But then when I'm like, mom, I'm having a bit of a mentee bee today, I'm having a bit of a mental breakdown, she's like, listen, be grateful that you have a daughter and just pray to God. Like, do you know what
they
I mean?
They deal with it in,
like,
the way that
they know. So I just want to now be better than, like, give my child better than what I had. But then I have to remember, okay, I have to give her also what she requires from me as well.
Honestly, the question. I feel like that's the main thing that kind of keeps me away from motherhood. Obviously, if it came to me, if I had a child now, I'd be so blessed. I'd be so happy.
Right.
But it's that almost fear of not repeating history that's like, I want to make sure that I'm good. I want to make sure that I'm in a good position and in a good household that I could be able to look after my child in the best way possible.
Of course.
And honestly, I keep seeing all these stories on the internet and TikTok. I didn't know I was pregnant. And then one day I went to the toilets.
And then I had a pain.
And then I had a pain at the toilet and I thought it was poo. And I was in labor. God, can I just use Andy now, please, to pray. God, don't let that be my that be my destiny. If I'm pregnant, even if it's 1 minute, just say hello.
By the way. Honestly, so, you don't get a chance to adapt, like, mentally.
Yeah,
adapt.
That I think with the journey that you've had, you've been able to at least have 9 months to process yourself.
Yeah.
Imagine if one day you were a hoochie mama, then the next day the baby's not falling out. Whoa.
Give me time to adjust. Give me your space. Yeah.
But yeah, I want to know something. So, okay. So let's go back to your ex, right? Mr. Man. You were saying you wasn't together at the time. Maya's dad.
Yeah. He wasn't the ex that was in the dream.
Oh.
It was another ex. I know. I'm telling you. Pisces life. I was living life.
So what's your relationship status at the moment?
I mean,
what's how you're rubbing?
I don't really have anything else to say.
Shut the f-
I don't have anything to say. Don't talk about my child's father on the internet. I don't talk about my child's father on the internet.
Wait.
Okay? I'm sorry. I have to keep things private.
No way. Shut the fuck up.
Wait, why is this more exciting? No, we need to address this. Why are people more excited about this than pregnancy? Okay, my daughter's in the studio. I didn't get this reaction.
Say wallahi balahi right now.
Wallahi about what?
What is that your engagement ring?
Engagement ring? When is this an engagement ring?
Well, you're just, why is it on the wrong, what's on the wrong hand? No, just
well, look at your hand. Is this engagement? Have you got something that you want to tell us? No.
You lot, no, I'm single. Let me not block my destiny. No, seriously, Annie, what's the scope? Don't f*** with me.
No, what do you mean? You asked me my relationship is. I'm saying, so I don't talk about Maya's dad on the internet. All I'm saying, that's all I do. And that's all you, if you want to take
why are
from
you
it,
ring at
if you want to take what you want to take from
wait, Annie, please. Okay, so are we not, okay, we're not going to, you don't want to delve into it, you're not done into the relationship. It's so funny, what was the conversation that we were having? There was a video of us two that went viral.
Yes,
What was the video?
The video was about, I got mommy brain, the video was about,
it was definitely talking about boys.
It was about boys, and it was like something like,
this is gonna rattle my brain because I
do
need to,
men how a, they do you, something like that.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Yeah. So the video was you should do men how they do you. Just like you need if more women acted like men would be in check or something like that. And I remember in the comments where the guys were like, oh, look at these girls. These lot are going to be alone for the rest of their lives. They're just going to be cat owners. And sorry, what were you saying?
You're a dog owner.
First of all, but my sister is happily in love. You see, this is the problem. I feel like the point I'm trying to make is that when women are vocal,
right,
and when they are expressive and when they are sexy and fun and boisterous, there's this narrative that if a woman stands for herself that she's going to be alone and single and whatever.
Right.
But hello, my sister was getting flogged. We were getting flogged together last year about, oh, you guys are going to be alone. These are the type of girls when they talk to
I was...
when this type of... My sister is in love with her boo and a child. Now check that. Now check that.
Okay.
Honestly, I'm so happy.
Don't use me as an example, Joyce. What about you?
Oh, stop it.
Now let's talk about it.
I don't have a boyfriend.
You don't have a boyfriend?
Girl, no.
You look like you're getting loving.
My point. Don't let them prove the point. Don't let them prove my point. Let's focus on you. Hot topics of the week, baby. I saw a conversation on the internet where there was a woman who was asking a question where she had she had 7 children to the same man. For one reason or another, they ended their relationship, and she was asking, is it still possible for her to date again with 7 children? I believe the woman said that, did the person that was answering the question say something along the lines of she should maybe try and fix it with her old baby father?
What she ended up saying was...
Comment to the camera, Mike, please.
So what she ended up saying was, it is possible that she might find love, but it would be because to find a man that would have the money essentially to help raise these 7 children, to have the finances to support these 7 children is going to be quite difficult. And then on top of that, she says, because you're a mother, your primary concern is these 7 children, your own kids, will you have the mental capacity to give him what he needs while he's trying to also support these 7 kids?
Okay. You saw the video? Did you see the video?
I saw some of it. I saw the beginning.
Okay. So we've had the conversation. How do you feel about that? Like, what's your opinion about obviously single mothers, you know, trying to get into the dating pool again?
Listen, I'm so sorry. Okay. Look.
Talk to me.
We all know the city girls say that broke men don't deserve pussy.
Mm-hmm.
So if broke men are still able to date women and still, they have no business dating women, go get your money up. But if they deserve love, a woman bringing in 7 kids out of a relationship, why does she deserve love too?
Facts.
Like, what the? And you know what? On top of that, do you know how many men there's out there that's got 7 kids, 10 kids, multiple children, facts, mothers, and then they still get love?
They still get love.
Facts. So why is it different for, why is it different for a woman? Or why is it the flip side now? It's wrong. Come on, man. This is, we are in 2024. The patriarchy is still going. It's still happening.
I swear.
Come on.
Do you know what? Here's the thing. I was thinking about this one. I 1000% agree. I believe that a woman that has 7 children, 6 children, 3 children should still be able to rediscover love if her first relationship didn't work.
Period.
I think what it is, what I believe is that I believe a woman can come into a single father space and extend the love that that she has for the man to the child. Right. I think it's very different when it's the opposite side. And I'll tell you why. I've had a stepfather before. Mm. Fun fact. I've had a stepfather before. And sometimes when a man is dating a woman with children, it just feels like that man is dating them as opposed to being a partner, but also having to be a father. Like, I kind of felt my stepdad was just there for my mom.
Right.
Like, I felt like my stepdad was my mom's husband. Mm. And that was it. Anything to do with me or my siblings, he had no involvement, no concern. He'd be there for the dinners. He'd be there for everything. He'd be there, but I didn't feel like there was enough active participation in his new father role. Mm. And I think perhaps for women, it's easier to step into because we're a lot more maternal when we love wide. Mm. So if we had a partner that had a child, we would receive the child like our own. Now, I don't know if I'm just speaking from my experience, but I feel like that wouldn't be so as easy to do for a man because they don't have that, they're not as emotional as us.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I hear
this is just from my experience. Now, I don't know. It's a tricky one because that's the only experience I know.
No, and yeah,
I've never really had a conversation about how, like, mixed households really work.
Mm.
But yeah, back to the question, I really do believe that it is possible for some.
Do you know what? From my experience, yeah, I had a stepmom, stepdad, mom and dad.
Yeah.
And I feel like there were times that when it came to, like, for example, celebrating my mom's birthday, my dad, even though he's cool with my mom, didn't want to be a part of that because he didn't want to step on my stepdad's toes.
Okay.
But when it came to now dealing with stuff to do with me, let's say my dad isn't happy with my life choice, my stepdad or even stepmom sometimes, they wouldn't want to override what my actual mom and dad think or feel about my life choice. Do you know what I mean? So it's like they don't want to step on they want to, like, be there to support me because they might understand why I'm making this life decision, but they won't want to kind of step on the biological parents' toes. As well.
I think I hear what you're saying, but my situation is a bit different because remember, my dad wasn't in the picture.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to say. Maybe it's different when there's an absent parent.
Yeah.
But then also, what if your mom was maybe protecting you guys because men sometimes they want to just get up and leave?
Yeah.
And what if you had formed an attachment, you know, then you would have another heartbreak?
Yeah.
So maybe your mom might have tried to protect you from that, or maybe he wanted to protect you, or I don't know, or protect himself.
Yeah.
Maybe he felt like your mom would up and leave.
Yeah.
You know? And then he's there, like, actually loving kids. That's not, because I hear about stories like that all the time.
I did actually hear about even an LGBTQ one.
Right.
Recently, where there were two women who
shout out to the LGBTQ plus, sorry.
Yes. the LGBTQ.
I should really know because I'm part of the community, yes. But okay.
There were two women,
right.
And they both decided to have a child together. So the first woman had the child,
right.
So it was her biological child,
yeah.
But they both raised,
yeah.
They both raised the child together. Now, the woman who's the biological mother decided 3-4 years later to pack up and leave and go and settle down with the baby father. So the woman who's the mother, but not biologically, was fighting in court because I've raised this child for over 3 years, yeah. And you've just packed up, yeah. And left the child. And the courts didn't favor her because, yeah. Technically she's not the biological mother. And that's mother.
The thing, you have to, I feel like you kind of have to, in those situations, you have to adopt the child.
Yeah, you I don't know why she didn't adopt the child.
You never know.
But yeah, I feel like maybe because it was sometimes when it's a woman asking those questions,
mm.
Going back to the conversation, when it's a woman asking those questions about 7 children, I think that's when there's a lot of conversation around it. Mm. But like you said, if it's guys, and bear in mind, the woman had 7 children to one man.
Can I just say,
when it's guys, mm. I know men with 5 kids, 6 kids, 7 kids.
At the age of 26.
Remember that story that I told a story on this episode where there was a boy, fine boy, 28, 3 kids,
mm.
3 children,
mm.
still bouncing up and down these streets like a bad boy.
Mm.
When it's guys, when it comes to, and most of these, some of your favorite rappers are hiding their 5 kids. Mm. I'm not going to snitch on the names, but I know you. They're hiding their 5-6 kids,
no bars.
Round and round.
Yeah.
And women are still coming.
No, but I'm just going to say this, yeah. I feel like it's so wrong because why are we even as women asking if we can go date?
Yeah, just go date.
Go date. Go date. And let me tell you something. Pum pum is pum pum, yeah? Man can still walk pum pum, yeah? If you're a good woman, who cares if you got 7 kids?
I have a question.
Go live your life.
I have a question.
If you got 7 kids, doesn't that mean you got a good pum pum? It means you're a good woman for him to stick around for 7 kids now.
Not one. Not two.
Not three, not three, four.
Not four, not five.
7 lucky number 7. 7 sisters. Stop it. Come on. That's a reference right there.
I have a question though.
Go on.
You see, when you have a child, yeah, does your body like change? Like, what's your vagina
okay,
saying?
Okay. Oh. Well, I'm going to say they stitched me up. And I'm joking. I was gonna say that, but no.
I need another.
I know someone's gonna stitch this TikTok and be like, "You said you're you know when they come with the
not gonna back. Lie." You said you're kidding quickly, so it won't. I had to. There wasn't a pause. If there was a pause, you'd have been. But you were like, "Yeah, they stitched me up." I'm joking. I want to know, like, what's your saying? Like, is it
honestly? I'm gonna say, like, a lot of women say, "Oh yeah, they're not as horny after a baby." I'm really horny all the time.
All the time.
All the time, all the time.
Does it change the shape of, like, when you, like, after you gave birth, yeah?
Okay. Because I don't know what it feels like, because, you know, I'm not sticking something inside of me.
I no, like, when out. You give, when
should
you
I
give,
should I make a call?
No, when you gave birth, did you see your vagina? Did you look at it?
I saw the video, yeah.
What was it saying?
It goes back to the regular size. But it goes back to the crazy, regular size. Like, stretched out? Yeah. What the hell? A whole human's coming out of it.
What is it? Is it, do you, is it?
My baby's head was coming out. I saw it. I was like, how? And then it's not even just the baby. It's the placenta that comes out of it afterwards. You're just like, how does that come out of this small little hole? Yeah.
Wait.
It's wham. It's wham. And then guess what? 6 weeks later, it's like this again. But even sometimes it's even, honestly, okay. Just between me and you guys, okay?
Go on.
I was myself.
Go on.
And it hurt.
It was giving tight.
It was really tight.
It was giving.
It was really like, I honestly think after you have a baby, it's like you're basically a virgin again.
Seriously?
Literally.
Do you know what? I could see that. Because do you know what? Because you tear and stuff, like the healing process.
It will shrivel up back. Like,
it will now heal. You'll now, your muscle will now tighten very well.
I'm not even joking. I think, look how little my fingers are. It really was hurting me. Yeah.
She said, ow, this tight girl. Tight girl. Good listen, evening.
And if,
we haven't even got, I didn't even ask you about giving birth, the whole giving birth process. You gave birth transcended. Naturally?
How natural do you want to go?
Like, as in,
as natural as my hair?
Like, you didn't have a cesarean.
No.
Did you have gas and air? I epidural?
Had, yeah, see, the natural community would say that's not natural. Because natural is like nothing. Just
you
like
had gas and air?
I had gas and hair. I had, listen, let me tell you something, yeah? When I took, listen, I told you, I'm telling you. 33 weeks, I met with my doctor. We was making my birth plan. And I said, let me tell you something. As soon as I step, I don't mind feeling the contractions because I want the experience. But as soon as I step on these premises, yeah? Let me tell you, I don't want to feel an ounce of pain. You drug me up to the end, okay? You drug me up. They said, no problem. They gave me a plan. And that's what we did. I had codeine as soon as I entered the place. They tried to send me to another hospital down the road. I said, hell no, call security. I'm not leaving. I said, no. They said, we're booked up with beds. I said, call my midwife. Someone call my midwife. They're trying to have me, make me have my baby out on the road. I was like, listen, I think I might, have even played the thingy card.
They're trying to be like a...
Honestly, I was, and then also I actually had anxiety because you know, like the rates for black and brown women is so it's so different, mm-hmm. right? So I started going to a panic attack, and I was there literally in the, because there's a waiting room before you have to get checked in like a hotel.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm there in the waiting room. I'm having a mental breakdown. I'm like, this is how it happens. This is how it happens. This is how it happens. Like, I'm having a. Black and brown women, the percentage is going in my head. Like, they was like, calm down, Andrea, we got a bed ready. I was like, all right, then drag me up. Okay, codeine, straight off the bat.
Straight off the bat.
Okay, didn't do nothing. All right. Then they put an injection in my leg. I didn't know what injection. They said it would numb the pain. They said it would be a little bit itchy for you. But I was like, I don't care. I don't want to feel nothing. Give it to me. You would have thought I was a fiend. On, like, literally. I said, numb. I can't even continue that. Again, yeah. I was like, inject me. All right, cool. After the injection, they tried to tell me, we can give you another injection, but you're close to being like ready to for us to give you the epidural. But if we give you this injection, you'll have to wait for it to wear off before we can give you the epidural.
Oh.
And so they were trying to get me to gas and air. And honestly, I was like, what's this gas and air going to do? It's not going to do nothing. I was on it. Okay. It was not, I still felt everything. And I was just a little bit woozy.
You're just smoking.
It was not. Do not get gas in it. No, it's not. I wouldn't recommend. It makes you feel like, okay, it's like doing balloons. I know we don't do that anymore, but it's like that.
Yeah.
It's like childish drugs. Do the real thing. Give me the real drug.
Give me the real drug.
I said, needle in my back. Listen, before I checked in, yeah, there was a woman walking out. She was like, she was pushing for 19 hours, something like that. She had to get a C-section or something.
Hell
like that.
No!
And then she was like, I was like, why? She was like, it was so painful. It was so much stress. And honestly, I didn't want the epidural because I don't like needles. I said, close your eyes. Close your eyes. I'm telling you, close your eyes.
Inject me.
I'm not here to discourage any woman's journey. I'm talking about my journey. And guess what I did? I said, needle in my back. I'm closing my eyes. Is it in yet? They were like, it's not in yet. I'm like, when is it going in? Will I feel it? They're like, don't worry. It's not even literally, honestly. Okay, side effects, you might get a little bit of back pain. I've got back pain 3 months later. Fine, whatever. But listen, it's just a little pick and then you stay still. You might feel a contraction, but think about the future. You could. So you have to stay still. Stay still. Shit. If the contractions come in, Joyce, firm it. Okay?
You're not selling this to me well, I can't lie.
I'm telling you, once you get the epidural in your back.
Needle, I got back pain.
I'm telling you this, give me your hand. Once you get that epidural in your back, all your problems go away.
So you didn't feel nothing? So
I didn't even feel the trauma from year seven. Everything went away. Everything. It was the best experience of my life. You get itchy, all right, fine, whatever. You get sleepy, yeah, okay. But it's like...
Not
it's,
you falling asleep during...
It's like legal. So...
Have you tried the legal...
No.
So how you know that?
Because you could just imagine.
Okay.
Okay. Cocaine is like one of the best drugs, they say. I'm not endorsing. I'm not endorsing.
What is happening?
I'm not endorsing. But imagine a legalized version of that. It's like that. Now I see why addicts are addicts. Because if I could have that every day, I would. Okay? I couldn't feel nothing. And they were telling me to push. Oh, I couldn't feel nothing, but you could feel the tension.
Okay, you could feel the muscles.
Yes.
Pushing out, pushing out, yes. Pushing out.
And guess what? Guess what? I'm a G. Guess what I was doing?
What was you doing?
I was falling asleep because that's what the epidural does to you. I got video evidence of this.
So why
they were telling
me
to push and I was still pushing while I was sleeping. I was made for this. I was made to be a mother.
One eye open when I'm sleeping.
Let me tell you. Joyce, let me tell you something. You asked me. You look like you made... You never asked me. You made a statement.
What did I say?
You're made for motherhood.
Yeah.
Maybe you didn't say that, but I felt like you did.
Okay.
Okay. I'm made for motherhood. Do you know why? The doctor told me I was pushing while I was sleeping. I said, if I can do this in my sleep, this is my destiny.
You know what? That's facts.
Right.
That's a big fact, you know. I can't lie. I can't lie. You ate that.
That's exactly what I said. I did that. The doctor said you did. That. I said, brap, brap, brap. We're my daughter, moms.
That feeling of just seeing her.
She came out, yeah. I was like, whose baby is this? Because let me tell you something. Both of me and her dad are deep skinned. And even though children change colors, their shade changes, yeah. Right? She came out very pale. And I thought she was coming out chocolate like you, babe, beautiful baby. I thought she's going to come out chocolate like you, babes.
Yeah.
She came out like your producer's color, like this. I said, if I wasn't awake pushing this child, I would have sued this whole hospital. Where's my damn baby? They would have switched the baby at birth. I would have thought it was something like that. You know, like back in the day. Yeah. So anyways, it was a beautiful experience. I saw her. I broke down. I cried. Oh, it was a... God. That's when I knew God was real.
Yeah.
Up and that's when I knew God was real. I said, thank you, God. I looked up. All the white women were looking at me like...
Thank you, Jesus. Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
It was beautiful. Epidural, 10 out of 10.
Okay, so I'm not me already. Not me. Do you know what's magic? I don't feel like I'm the lady that thinks about these things. Like, there's some people that are like, oh, yeah, I know I'm going to call my baby Joseph and marry him. Yeah. I don't really think about those stuff. I'm like, listen, what are we about to get this money at? Shit. But, like, conversations like this, I'm thinking, what would I actually do? Would I have epidural? Well, honestly, the period pains I have right now are really hell. As in, like, my period pains, like, if I don't take Cocodamol my first day, I'm done.
Yeah,
you have to
take
me to the hospital now.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine the pain that I'm going to go through when I have a child.
And they try and tell you to take paracetamol at the beginning.
No. even me now, I can't take paracetamol even for my period. Give me that Cocodamol. No. Give me that.
But you never know. Maybe because your periods are so intense.
They are really intense.
Your threshold for pain might be different. Maybe like...
Yeah, I do have a higher threshold for pain, but that's because I've suffered. So, you know, that muscle is strong. Oh, my...
Let them know. Advertise.
Do you know what? Side note. Yeah, actually, no. Very... I don't
side
know.
Note.
Side note. Yes, you've just fresh home for pain. You said the row.
Yeah.
I did buy some handcuffs recently, the other day. Twins. I just think and do you know what? Big up Shia for this. Yeah. She said that she bought this wax thing.
Yeah.
Like you put it's like a candle.
Yeah.
But then when you light it, you pour it. It's like body
massage.
Oil.
Yeah,
it's like
yeah.
I'm new to this. I said I would get me one of those. Shit. Just bought me one of those.
For yourself.
No, for when somebody wants to have sex with me.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Okay. Like for those moments. Not for myself.
And that's what I was saying. You look like someone would need that.
Would need. Yeah, me. Come on.
Yeah. So what's going on in your love life?
I mean, I don't want to say I'm dating someone. People are interested in me. People want to be my boyfriend and
people
stuff.
Sound like this multiple. So you say multiple people want to be your boyfriend, yeah. Or is that one person? Because that one person might watch this.
No, multiple people want, they know, I tell them, listen, man, get it.
All right, now TikTok, cut this up. Because I'm going to be like, this is why you can't.
This is annoying because every time I say dating, people think that I'm bare people. Just
no, when you're dating, doesn't mean you're having sex.
It doesn't mean you're having sex. No. Like, please, wake up and smell the filet mignon steak.
I mean, when I was, filet mignon,
So next hot topics is the Brits. So for the American guys who don't know what the Brits are.
You slayed. I just have to say that, but go on,
Karen. For the American guys that don't know what the Brits are, it's like, what is it? MTV Awards? Like the Grammys, but for the UK lot.
You think so? I feel like it's for like BET Awards, no?
No, the rate the thing.
British music ceremony.
Yeah. Rate their thing small. No, there's nothing wrong with BET Awards.
But I get what you mean. Do you think it's the Grammy level?
For the UK, yes. For England, yes. Not for Grammy. If you compare...
Because isn't the Grammys like international? Grammys is like international.
I mean, Brits have an international category. Emmanuel side-eyeing is killing me. He's like... But yeah, she won the international category.
Yeah, but I think the Grammys, you know, the Grammys actually have Grammys for like Latin artists, Afrobeat artists, like different. They don't only showcase like the American part because it's, but there's so many.
Girl, yeah. I don't mind.
Sorry. Okay, so go Brits, on. Yeah, Brits is like a Brits, big deal.
Just so we can reference, in the UK, it's a big deal.
It's the British Music Awards.
Yes, the British. Thank you. Yeah. The British Music Awards.
Period.
So, I had the pleasure of attending. I was there, guys.
Is this your first year?
This is my second year.
Yeah.
This was my first year on the red carpet. This is my first year on the red carpet, but the first year I went in some House of CB dress that I just put together. It was cute. I just went, I watched and I left. But this year I was working with Instagram, so that was super fun. I got to do the red carpet. Guys, Sorry. First of all, I want to say I love the Bad Boys and Girls and I love everybody that watches this show and invests into me because these are the experiences that I get to. Is my titties out? The bra's not giving, is it? Yeah. I get to have these cool experiences because of you guys watching and
supporting the
Bamba Clark thing. But yeah, sorry.
Congratulations.
Honestly, I've had a lot of fucking
you
howlers.
Your flowers.
Thank you. This is our Mother's Day flowers.
Okay.
I've had a lot. I don't know. I've had a lot of howlers on the red carpet. Howlers. I hate red carpet.
And they're honestly. Like, Joyce, this way.
Yeah. You know, just like Joyce.
Over the shoulder, Joyce.
It's hell. I don't know about your experience, but I hate carpets. Guys, we finally got a good one.
We finally got a good one. I saw you post Getty, and if you can clear Getty, you made it.
Getty.
Yep.
I finally got a good Getty. I'm so gassed for you. Getty, I'm so fired. Ha. Getty, ha. Do you know, it's to the point where every time I have a red carpet, I have anxiety. Because the thing is, yeah, once that Getty image is there, this is my hijab. I will never remove. You can never remove that picture. So every time I'm on that carpet, I'm like howler after howler after howler.
You got this.
This is the first year that I saw my Getty pics and I said, yeah, boy. I was so gassed. But I had an amazing team. It was an amazing time. And we had some really, really good winners. I don't know who you've been listening to this year, but Artist of the Year was Ray.
Oh, yeah, she deserved.
So deserved, that right?
That song, because I keep on sipping. Yeah, me too, sis. Yeah.
A little contest if you care to miss it. I found myself in a shit position. The man told me that last night, and he told me that it's over. Dumb decision. And now when the end song had to listen, and I don't understand, so I stick to sipping. And then when the end kick missing, and when the end of it's
that's different. That's my favorite line.
Listen, a little context of it.
Listen, she did that.
I'm so happy for her.
She deserves for a long time. She deserves. Long time.
I love Ray, and I was so happy. This girl won 6 Brit Awards.
Oh, wow.
6 Brit Awards, and it is the most Brits ever won in one night in history.
She deserves.
History. I was so...
Congratulations.
Like, when she won her final award, Album of the Year, I got goosebumps. She brought her grandma onto the stage, and her grandma is a Ghanaian woman, dark skin Wendy, Ghanaian, what did they call it? What did they call the material? Kente material to the Brits.
You see Nigerians? They don't. If it was her material, if they were their material, they would know.
Yeah, because it's my country.
Yeah, like, but then you expect us other cultures to also know.
No.
The Gele. Yeah. Yeah.
You don't have to know.
We don't have to know, but you'd want us to know.
No. It's not, let's talk about how you lot want to try and force yourself by force into the culture. It's not like what is that? Like, you know it because you're forcing yourself to know it.
No, it's because it's okay. When you're talking to Nigerian, they'll be like, you know what? I had to order my gele. And it's like, how do you know that I would know what gele is?
Because you do.
Yeah, but how would you know?
Because everyone wants to be Nigerian. And that's okay.
My child's half Nigerian.
I know, do you know what? And you said it with, this is what I'm saying. Why do people love to pretend like they don't want to be us? Before Annie came onto here, right? She was like, I said, oh, I'm going to Nigeria in 2 weeks. And she was like, oh my God, can I come? My child is half Nigerian, so I'm just...
You're making me sound like those white people that adopt black babies, okay? You're making me sound like those white people.
Everybody was
a real person. I said, I want to go back for my child's roots. I want to be a good mother. I want
to. Is that what she said? Did she say
that? I'm sorry, you interpret. You see how Nigerians interpret things.
She's like, oh, my child is half. I was like, okay.
You see how Nigerians interpret things. I just want to honor the roots.
All right, man.
I just wanted to honor the roots, but it's fine. Kilo de.
Oh, see, she was like, wait. She was like, wait. She even said, oh my God, I even know some Yoruba. Kilon Shele. You said that. You said, guys.
That's not the only thing I know, though.
God, what do you know?
Money Ferre.
Don't you? They want to be us so bad, like.
But why does it have to be? I want to be you.
Do you know Congolese?
Of course I do.
Fluently.
Bandeku. Yes, of course I do.
I'll allow you.
Oh, do you know Yoruba fluently?
Does it matter? I'm Yoruba. I don't need exactly. Like... Does it matter? You're massacre for me. Obviously, I don't discriminate. I love everyone.
Hot topics.
Yeah. I'm always gonna. Charlie, did you fart? Fed up. He keeps farting. Unless it was you.
Oh, you came on to do me. I just gave birth.
So you farted?
No.
No, it's Charlie. Charlie's been farting, you know. It's actually, and it's terrible. I was in a cab, yeah. I was in a car. And that's there was so a guy cute. And the taxi driver, and he farted. And the taxi, and you know what's, oh, nah. Do you know what, okay. So you know when you're in the taxi, yeah? You know if you fart, yeah? The taxi drivers, they're not going to be like, oh, you fart, but they'll open all four windows down.
They're so rude.
Rude that is.
They're so rude. Even when I spray perfume, you know they'll just open the whole thing.
Do you know how rude that is? You basically call me a dirty bitch about saying it. Like, so obviously Charlie farted. This guy dropped the whole foot, or even the boots. He opened. I had to be like, it wasn't me. It was my dog.
He's so funny. He's so chill.
Nah, it won't be. Just know, yeah, if you're on the taxi, yeah. If you're on a taxi and then the driver starts busting all five windows down, it's because he knows what you did. And you can't, it's not just you that can smell it. Anyways, back to the Brits. So, So, we had Ray win 6 nominations.
Because her grandma was wearing the kente.
Yes, that's where this really spiraled, didn't it? So, yeah, she had the kente. I was so proud of her, honestly. And her story, I don't know if you know her story, but she was having issues with her label.
Yeah.
And her label refused for her to play music and things. Refused to release music and basically using her as a songwriter.
Yeah.
So they were keeping her on the label so that she can write music for other artists. People, yeah. But they didn't feel like she was good enough to be an artist individually. So she left the label and has come out to do incredible things. And she was in that label for like 7 years, I believe.
Wow.
So honestly, I'm so, so proud of her.
I'm proud of her too.
We had International Artist of the Year was SZA.
Okay.
You know some people say that I look a bit like SZA.
I can see it.
Thank you. I accept. Some people say that I look like SZA. And you know what? I'm going to be delusional like that girl from Love is Blind. And I'm going to accept it.
I can see it.
Thank you. I look like SZA?
I think if you went to an international country where they don't really know, they think all black people look the same, like.
Yeah.
And then you walked around, you know, I could walk around and say I'm Beyonce and they would be like, yeah, Beyonce, yeah. Have you seen those videos on TikTok?
You're not my help at this point.
No, but that's what I'm saying. You could do that. They could maybe think you're SZA, you know?
So do I look like SZA or not?
You do. I can see it. I can see it.
But it has to take somebody who doesn't know black people to say that I look like SZA so that you two can look like Beyonce to them.
Maybe.
Girl, f*** you. You hard.
Mm.
But yeah, international, I love SZA a lot. And yeah.
What's your favorite SZA song?
Huh?
You have to say snooze.
No, I like that song. How can I lose? Yes.
What's your favorite SZA song?
Snooze.
Yeah. I, no, like
I actually like the other one. What? I just keep him satisfied through the weekend.
Oh wow, awesome.
You like that? Yeah, the yeah, fact cool, out yeah. The weekend.
Yeah, I love her.
No, I really enjoyed that album actually.
Yeah.
Performances of the night that we had Dua Lipa, Ray, Kylie Minogue, Calvin Harris, Ellie Goulding, Tate McRae, and Rema. So Rema performed.
I like Rema. He's Nigerian, right?
No, he's from Ghana.
Rema?
Yeah.
Rema?
Yeah.
The artist?
Yeah.
Isn't he Nigerian?
No, he's Ghanaian.
Wow, that's really cool. Okay.
No, obviously,
why bartender, you... bartender, I'm gonna need a re-up.
What your conclusions? You don't know anything.
I just gave. I'm a mother. I've been MIA. I've been mommy planet.
Rema is Nigerian, and he performed, but he performed "Calm Down," which was very sad.
Wait, what's "Calm Down"? Again?
Baby, calm down.
Oh,
calm
I like down. That song. Yeah,
I cool. like that song, but I wanted to. Everyone knows my favorite song is Rema "Charm."
How does that one go?
Come yeah, make you they worry you, green body. You know it, soccer. Suffer with this body, make it up. That song is dirty.
I'm sure.
What that girl was doing to Omalay
sing
that
it again,
week.
Sing it again. Go on, I want to hear
you. Come yeah, make you, they worry you. Green body make I rock, come yeah, yeah, yeah. Imagine you know me. Getting money past your baba.
Wow, huh. I can imagine you whining to me.
What they saw on Omalay's, on that day, that girl and Omalay, they haven't seen anything. Let that song come on. They will know what a dirty wine is.
Really?
They will know what a they will know what a dirty wine is. Bruh. But yeah, Rema performed. Love to see him. Ray performed. We've got some outfits. I'm gonna choose my favorite outfits. Clara Ampho in Vivian Westwood.
Ooh.
This lovely, sexy green hair. I love Clara Ampho. Clara Ampho is the first black woman to host the Brit Awards, guys. It's not a game.
Wow.
No
How
one
long has they been running
I don't
for?
Even know. Clara is the first black woman to That's host crazy. The Brit main stage. I am so proud of her. She did so amazing.
Wow.
I was so inspired to see her there. Then of course we have the sexy AJ Odudu.
AJ Odudu.
Honestly, like she every time I see her, I'm like, you skinny legend, because I feel like she's the definition of a skinny
Let
legend. I love her. She's I remember the first time I saw her, I can't remember what show it was.
Oh,
but it was
everything.
After
do you know what, can I tell you something?
Go on.
Neck and collarbone, that's it. That's yeah. what you that elevates the look. Neck yeah. and collarbone, I'm telling you.
Yeah, her collarbone is given, her neck is given.
Trust
she's,
me
she's absolutely gorgeous. And I remember she used to do the show, I don't know if it was after IT, like a game show, it was after Love Island, but they always put her in latex, and I'm like, latex leather, it was like very
love that.
I'm just like, yeah, you're eating this like cereal,
no meat. crumbs.
And of course we had Maya Jama. I love this look. Oh. She was also hosting. She looked
Maya Jama is my just my queen. She's
a
everything
queen. I love Maya Jama. We have Miss Dua Lipa as well. Do you know what, again, like
one
anyone in leather,
all it takes. I love this. That is definitely not Dua Lipa.
No, that's not Dua Lipa, that's Yinka. Hold on, we're not getting there yet. This one.
Do you know what? I love Dua Lipa. I love her. Yes, waist, yes, hips.
Yes, waist, yes, hips, yes, leather. I'm off for leather. Y'all already know. Like, mm-hmm. anyone, every time someone, like, I don't know what it is, but when somebody wears a leather, I'm
are you
like,
low-key dominatrix?
I think so, you know.
I feel like you are. Are you dominatrix or are you dominant or...
submissive.
Mm.
I feel like I'm a bit of a sub, though. I feel like it depends.
Do you know what? All strong women are subs.
Facts. I feel like
it's like you just want someone to just control you, like fantasy, like let yourself go, like ugh.
I think so,
because you always have to be in control in real life.
Facts. I feel like I was having a conversation with Poet last week, and I was like, I think when it comes to a certain man in the bedroom, I think I'm a super sub. I'm a sub, like, spit in my mouth. Huh? Who said that word? Right, so we've got the Brits. And we have...
Why did I feel uncomfortable? Like, I didn't just have a baby.
And we have Yinka Bikini to end. Honestly, Yinka Bikini is pregnant. We have another mummy on Mother's Day.
Oh my gosh, I love
that. I'm so gassed. Honestly, this is mummy season, you know. I'm trying to hold my breath.
I love every woman pregnant. Oh, I'm so sorry. Honestly, we're about to be the coolest part of the coolest club.
You know what's so interesting? Yinka kept it hidden for a while. This was her debut. Yeah. This was her pregnancy debut. And I saw her at the Mobos in December.
Uh-huh.
And we were chatting for time. We were kiki, and I was like, yeah, girl, oh my God.
This is the second woman that stubbed you.
Honestly.
And then you find out months later that, boop, I'm pregnant.
Honestly, so when she came out, I was like this. I went like this.
Like, I was just talking to you.
I was like, girl, I just saw you like two months ago. And you were like, yeah, I was hiding it from the world. I wasn't ready to. This boy keeps farting and it's actually upsetting me.
If you ever had a child, if you ever got pregnant, would you do an announcement straight away or would you wait? How long would you wait for till the end, like Kylie Jenner did, or like?
No, I wouldn't wait to the end because I want to do like a.
You want it? Yeah, you want the vibes.
I want the pictures and stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe like for 5 months, 6 months.
Okay.
Honestly, sis was you. The day you found out is the day you told everybody.
I told people on my birthday.
I feel like you told people the day you found out.
No, it was like a week later.
we went through the whole pregnancy.
No, because I knew people were gonna like wanna keep up with me on my birthday, and I was like, oh, guess what? I got the best gift ever God could ever give me. Boom. And then don't announce it early because people keep saying, You've been pregnant for so long. Because it's literally 9 months. People are like, wow, you're still pregnant, huh? Yeah.
It did feel like a long time.
Yeah.
To be honest.
That's good though. Congrats to Yinka.
Yeah, Yinka, honestly, congratulations. I love her. You looked f***ing amazing. Win or bin. Right, guys, we are going to play our favorite game, win or bin. Ding. So, the name of the game is... When I say the name of the game, that means like... Why do I say that? The name... The explanation. So, here's the name of the game, like...
The name of the game is win or bin, though.
She's right. Because the name of the game is win or bin.
The point of the game. The aim of the game. Do you know what? We've been saying that for time and no one's corrected us. So what the hell? The aim of the game. I'm going to give you a topic of conversation and you're going to tell me whether it's the win or a bin and why. Mm-hmm. By the way, guys, Addy has filled my system with tequila. So if you hear me stuttering, that's why.
I am your guest.
Yeah, but I'm trying to drink to your level. I don't ever drink this much.
Do you not?
You're like,
this is your second glass.
Yes.
I think I'm on my fourth, I think.
Yes. And now she's on straight, guys. So
I was
back
on lockdown for 9 months. I was in pregnancy jail.
Jail? Okay, cool. Win or bin, face and neck tattoos. Do you love it?
All of them or just one? Like, I like a neck, but not like face. A neck? Face is bin.
I agree.
No, but I like Skepta's tribals. I'm sorry, I love him. I really do. I think I'm Skepta's biggest fan. Skepta, if you ever see this, I'm homeless and I'm really vulnerable and I would love a Make-A-Wish. So if you ever want,
do you know what? I don't think I've ever seen someone shoot their shot as a charity case. I don't think I've. That's new.
I said I'm homeless and I need this and like money bundles. I'm just kidding. I need everything.
I am crying.
No, imagine, I love Skip.
No, but that's oh, but, no, that's but a hold good on one. A second. Where are your priorities? Because if you're homeless, why are you looking for hair?
So wait, hold on. A bad can't be homeless.
You could be a bad, but have a house at least. Like,
no. What, you want me to be scrounging just because I'm homeless? That's wrong. That's foul, Joyce.
Yeah, there probably is some babies that are fleeky deaky but don't have any house. Priorities are vital. Priorities are important.
Period.
But neck tattoo, do you know what? Everyone knows Skepta.
I love a neck.
He's a very handsome man.
Yes.
I love a neck tattoo.
Honestly, God made him. God made him. God made all of us, but God made him.
I'm actually not allowed to talk about him because the last time I did, I got in trouble.
From who?
I won't talk about
your
that.
Your mans.
No.
Twin, where have you been? Okay. So you like neck.
Do you know what? Yeah, I love tattoos, but I also, I find that the guys I date are very tattoo-less. Mm. No tattoos, nice skin.
Same. I don't have, all my exes, no tattoos.
All the guys.
They're like neat.
They're like very neat, no tattoos.
No, I said neek.
Neek.
Yeah.
No, but I love a neek. I love a
I
nerd.
Love neek. Neeks are so underrated, especially when you're a bad bitch. Like, they will hold, they're like, shut Can up, sit this? In your place, stand in your place. They're not trying to intimidate you. They just appreciate you for who you are.
Can I just
and they're just
this?
Like, get in the room right now and lie down and stay down. And I'm like, yes.
The nerd bad combo.
Oh, it's elite.
French kiss.
It's elite. That's what I think, yeah. I really think more guys that are like, you know, they need to shoot their shot.
Nerds.
It's the best
I love
combo.
A nerd. You know what? Listen, let me be a bad bitch. You sit at home on your computer. If you like, play Minecraft.
No,
I don't mind.
Take the pictures of me.
Play your Minecraft.
Yeah. And take pictures of me.
And take pictures, yeah.
And gas me. And then be like, you're so beautiful. You're the most beautiful woman in the whole world.
I'm not going to lie. A lot of the guys I've been dating recently are proper nerds. And I love it.
I love a nerd. I love...
And do you know what
books.
I love about nerds?
Go on.
They're not the clubbing type.
They stay at home.
They stay at home.
They want to get money. They're yeah. thinking about account. They're thinking about mortgage. They're thinking about getting their
yeah,
life
seriously.
Together.
There was one time I was dating a nerd and I said, what do you like to do? Like in your free time? He said, I like to watch snooker. And he watches.
Yes,
wait,
daddy.
He watches snooker on mute. Because he doesn't like noise. I said, oh
daddy. Oh.
That sounds so good.
Yeah.
What else do you like to do? He said, he said he likes to collect watches.
We love a man that collects a watch.
Oh, daddy, that's so good.
Yes.
And then he said he loves, what's the other thing he loves? He loves like coding. I said, oh yes, daddy, that's so
Please,
good.
Tell me he hit you with anime.
No, he doesn't. He's not an anime guy.
Oh.
But he's tech snooker. That's his thing.
That's cool.
And he's like, I don't like to party. He said that when he went to the strip club, he was scared. I said, I was so turned on. I said, he was scared. He said he went once, never went again. I was like, ah. Oh. He said he went to gambling and he hated it. He doesn't gamble.
You know what I love when guys say, when like the guy, like guys like that, they say stuff like, I can't date multiple women. It gives me a headache.
Yes. Say that again. Say that again.
When they say, women nowadays, when they say, you know, all these guys nowadays, they talk about dating and stuff. If you like a girl, spend your money on them. It doesn't make sense to not spend money if you're dating. I'm like, yes. He sends me money. Yes.
Well done.
What do you want to eat? Use my card.
Here's my card is my best. Is
no,
the best
use
thing.
My card because the card's already on your Apple Pay.
Wait.
They trust you like
hello?
That.
Hello.
They got a good job.
Hello.
That's what I'm talking about.
I have not reached the stage where somebody else's card
is on your Apple Pay.
Is on my phone.
And their billing address.
Hey.
No, literally. Oyster. Tap, tap, clink.
What God cannot do does not
Delivery.
Exist.
Clack, 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 clink. YouTube Premium. Click, clack, clink. The Klarna. Click, clack, clink. Clink.
Next, right. Win or bin, neck tattoos or face tattoos. Let's round up. Bin, yeah? Or win?
Bin for face, neck is a win.
I'm going to say the same thing. I love a neck tattoo. Let me bite your neck.
Actually, no. I'm going to say bin for all of them.
Okay, bin.
Yeah, bin.
Okay, that's what's up. Right, next one. Win or bin? Living with your parents.
For a man or a woman?
This is for you. It doesn't say anything. So obviously this comes from Anthony Joshua revealing recently that he still lives at home with his mum when he's in the UK so he can spend more time with his family.
If it's Anthony Joshua, that's a win. Okay! If it's Anthony
that.
Joshua, it's a win.
Do you know what's mad? Fun fact, I actually know Anthony Joshua's mum very well. That's my auntie. Big up Auntie Yetta, every Bamba Clark time. Yes, that's my auntie and she's lovely.
So Auntie, I said hello.
I won't.
In the Yoruba.
Yeah, she's Yoruba. She's lovely.
Say auntie, hello, killer day.
You don't, like, we're going back to this whole thing, innit? We're going back to this whole
thing.
But
yeah, how is
but
she?
But I'm gonna, she's amazing, honestly, she's so nice. And I think it's one of those things where dependent on, I feel like it depends on your parents. Mm. If you have easygoing parents, example, Auntie Yetta, she's fantastic. If you have easygoing parents, you can stay there. You can enjoy your life. They're not going to stress you too much. If you live in war, then sometimes it's best to just leave the crib. But for me, honestly, living with your parents, I am going to say, and I'm gonna say, win.
In this cost of living crisis, I think it's realistic to say
it's
win.
Realistic. I agree.
We say in 1980s when freaking mortgages were 2K.
I agree. It's a lot more difficult, especially. I feel like especially when you have
if you're in London too.
If you're in London, if I want to date a guy, and I know, funny enough, a couple years ago, if you asked me this question, I'd have probably been like, nah, can I live a guy with a guy? I can only date a guy that's got his own crib. But I think it depends on the circumstances of what's happening.
Right.
So for example, let's just say he's living
with his parents. You're contributing to the household.
Let's just say he lives with his parents, but he has a good job. He's saving up for a mortgage. Or some guys, they have mortgages, but they're renting and then they go back to live with their parents.
Right.
But I'm going to say it's a win. I feel like the ideal for me is to be with somebody that lives alone, just so you know, we have that private time. Yeah. And
yeah, definitely alone time. But I think like in this economy, especially if you're like in your 20s, you're dating a guy.
In your 20s, yeah. If absolutely. The guy's in his 20s, I'm sorry. If he's living at home, it's fair game.
Mm. What about if the guy was in his 30s or 40s?
If he's in your 40s, what the if you're younger than, for me, 34,
I was going to say 37. Come on. 37. 35. Because if you're 34, you can be contributing to the household.
Okay.
Like taking care of everything.
Okay. If you're younger than 37, I can see it and be like, okay, that's fair. Again, there's other factors that will influence my...
And the only reason why is because it's cost of living crisis.
Yeah, it's cost of living crisis.
And we just came out of a pandemic.
Facts.
Yeah.
So I understand. I'm seeing how hard things are hitting for people.
People.
And house as well. Because even me, rent,
trying to find a house in London. And renting, what would you rather him living at his house, living with his
so
parents,
he has more spending and he's money
got, no and also he's got a bigger room, or do you want him in a box room with seven other roommates in a different in a shared accommodation?
Yeah,
what
agreed,
would you rather?
Agreed.
I don't mind meeting your mom.
Agreed, because even sharing
£1,000 for a small thingy.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's hell.
It's horrible. So it's horrible. In this economy, maybe.
Let's go on with him. I agree.
Get your money up.
I agree. Next, win or bin. We got the final one. Forgiving partners that have cheated. Win or bin.
Personally, it depends on the circumstance.
Circumstance? Yep. Elaborate.
I think if it's coming with changed behavior, and a Chanel bag and some coin, then maybe we could talk about it. We can just talk. But if you're just gonna cheat again and it's just bin, yeah? Bin. Let's keep that bin. You know when they say, oh yeah, my dad used to cheat, so I cheated. If cheating doesn't get passed on by blood.
That's like bin. That's like that whole situation with Love is Blind with AD and Clay, where the guy's like, yeah, when I was back in 1997, my dad used to cheat. Used to watch him cheat, and I'm scared that in my heart that maybe
God!
That maybe I would cheat.
God, sir, yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. Mm-mm. Cheating is not hereditary. It's not a generational curse.
But I will say I'm a cheater. Reformed.
I feel like we've had this conversation.
Okay.
So you cheated?
Proudly. I'm joking. No. No. What someone say, is that a good example for your daughter to learn? No. I haven't cheated proudly, but I understand. I do understand a cheater's mind.
Okay, what's the cheater's mind?
do you want me to say it like from a humble perspective, or do you want me to say it from a real ass perspective?
Oh, this is CNT, baby. It's always real ass.
Okay, from a humble perspective, it's like, oh yeah, you know what? I'm insecure, you know, whatever. But from a real ass perspective, it's just like, okay, first of all, I don't actually mentally understand how to, like, you want me to love you. Okay, fine. But then when you do me dirty, I still have to stay. Okay, fine. But then someone else wants to treat me better, but I'm in love with, like, that's how you cheat. Like, you got history with someone. You know? I often cheat back. I cheat back.
You're for cheating back.
I cheat back. So that's how I end up in my situations, because I cheat back.
What the f*** is happening?
Before! This is before motherhood.
This is before motherhood.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I've never...
Stop, because you cheat by accident. No, women always no, we have to stop. We have to stop this in 2024.
I need to think about it.
Women need to be honest about how they cheat, because women will literally fully have sex with a guy on a girl's holiday and they'll be like, nah, it wasn't cheat because there wasn't feelings in it. Like, that's not cheating. The man will do the same thing. So you broke my whole life. So what
would you categorize as cheating?
Me?
Yeah. So is a flirty checks cheating? When does it get to cheating? Because not gonna lie, I'd be flirting.
Okay, so I'll say this. It depends on the type of person you are, how I feel about you. That's what I classify it as. Because if you're like a nerdy guy and you all about me, how dare you even flirt with someone else? Like, that but if you're a bad boy and it's like, that's not your norm, like, you might flirt. I know that, I accept that, and that's why I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm not, that's why I'm with, no. I'm with you and I accept that. But then you stick your dick in something, that's cheating. But yeah, you, I already knew you flirt. Do you know what I mean? So it's just like, what isn't your norm? And then you're going outside of your norm, that's cheating.
Okay. Because you know what the type of character the person had before you dated. Because me, I'm flighty. I'm a very flighty lady.
You're a cheater.
I can't, impossible.
Libras are all cheaters.
Do you know what? I do have the capability of cheating, but I've never cheated. I don't think so. I had to think about it. Is this not on my lip?
Maybe it's because you... when was the last time you was in a relationship?
Huh?
When was the last time?
Honestly, I feel like it's... like someone been called my boyfriend.
What's up with the hypotheticals? When was the last time you felt like you was in a relationship? Don't try to scurry around it. When was the last time, Joycey?
What? God, we must be...
Joyce.
Must be
you cheated. You cheated, it's okay.
I never cheated. Honestly, I've not had a boyfriend, like, as in, this is my boyfriend.
For you to be specific like that, you cheated. You cheated. Just say it.
Nah, but if you're not my boyfriend, why the fuck am I... why am I holding it down POP?
Okay, so you need the title.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you're not my boyfriend, it's game.
Okay.
That's fair.
I don't really believe in that, you know?
I mean, if you're not my boy... Some people are like, if you're not even my husband, it's game.
Are you telling me if the love of... you love this man, he wasn't your boyfriend, he loved you. Okay? You guys weren't officially together. And you saw him with another woman, that wouldn't break your heart?
Yeah, of course it'd break my heart.
Yeah, and so would you feel like you could still be upset or no? Because you're not together. Exactly. So,
What did motherhood do to you? Used to be a hoe. You used to be outside. Now you're talking, now you're trying to give me philosophical bullshit, I beg.
I'm just saying. But yeah, it's okay. I just want you to be with me. You're cheaters, is that right?
No, I don't want to join that. I've never cheated.
How old are you, 26?
Yeah.
All right, just give it 2 years.
So the win or bin, forgiving partners that have cheated. You're saying it's a win.
It's circumstantial.
Circumstantial. I want to say it's a bin. I'll probably end up doing it because I'm a very forgiving person. But I want to say it's...
I'm cheating back. Period.
See, I can't even do that.
You wouldn't even cheat back.
I'm a lover girl. I'll just cry and go back.
Okay.
Are you smart? Right, guys, we are back, and of course we are coming back with our favorite game. Have you played Are You Smart before?
I think so.
You have played Are You Smart, and yeah. You did a terrible job. I remember this. You did quite a bad job.
I actually did really well. Flashback, cut the cameras. That's for flashback, your crew, yeah, for the crew. Like, yeah, to insert the clip.
The clip of you.
Yeah. Winning.
Doing
so well. So insert clip. Action.
I'm not sure if you, I don't know what is going to be shown, but I don't think you did that well. But anyways, you have days, you have today to rectify yourself.
Okay, let's go.
So obviously, you know the name of the game. We ask our guests, co-host, culture questions. This is the culture question questionnaire. Well, I don't know what that was about. Right, so I'm going to ask you 6 questions.
Uh-huh.
It's a bit different this time. Obviously, you came and we had 10 questions, but this time we have 6 questions. You can only give me one answer. You can't tell me Bobby, Susie, Adam, Becky, Joseph, Adekunle.
Your dog's licking my toes.
Yeah. Charlie, stop that.
He's got a foot fetish.
Yeah, Charlie does have a foot fetish.
You love that.
And he needs to just not.
Go on.
So you have 6 questions.
6 questions.
And if you get it wrong.
Uh-huh.
No, if you get it right.
Yeah.
I have to take the shot. If you get it wrong, you have to take the shot.
Let's go.
And the shots could be a nice shot or a naughty shot, depending on the question asked and answered, and depending on how Tia was feeling at the time she poured it. Isn't that right, Tia?
Yes.
So,
well, I might just get it wrong on purpose, just to spice up my life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they'll do that. Okay. Because you don't know which question falls on a nice shot. You don't
true.
Know.
True. Yeah. Shot, so these. Could've, yeah. Okay. Could have been a bit
better. So just do your best. You know okay. What I'm saying? Ready?
Let's go.
So. Question number 1. It is a riddle. Riddle, riddle. Riddle, riddle. Who has married many women but was never married? Who has married many women but was never married?
Who has married?
No.
Who has married
many women? But was never married.
And it's, this is a riddle.
Riddle, riddle.
When you say riddle, what do you mean? Riddle.
It's a riddle.
Who has married? This is how you just starting off, not even to just like ease me into it, penetration, just like straight in the hole. All right. Who has married many women? Who has married? Married, something there is giving me a vibe. Married, so who has married many women? The word married is giving me a vibe, but just tell me.
We got no answer?
Not right now, no. Can you have a clue?
No.
Okay, go on then.
We've got no answer, so we will give you the answer, and the answer is the priest.
See, that's where I said. You see, when I said the married is the, all right, cool, the priest. But what if it's a pastor? Was it with a pastor?
We probably would have accepted that answer.
What if I said it's my best friend? Because my best friend married people's ordained minister. What if it's a minister?
Would have accepted.
Mm, okay.
But you didn't give us anything.
To be honest, there was 3 possible answers, so... We need to talk to the writers for this show. You know what I'm saying? All right. Am I small or are they smart? If you know what I mean. Go on, let's get into it.
Yeah, you take your shot, girl.
Oh.
Gotta take your shot, mate.
Me you trying to get out of it. Me trying to get out of it.
So you take this one. This is the first one for you. Well done.
No problem. Thank Can you. I have someone to give it to me?
Thank you.
Thank you, Sue.
We're not feminine. Sorry. Oops. Go on, take a shot. What is the shot of the day?
I have to answer that too.
Tia?
It's a lemon and lime flavoured water.
Lemon and lime flavoured water. So that was an easy one. That was a warm-up one. Didn't do too bad. Question number 2. What is the largest known land animal?
A moose.
Are you locking that
in? Locking in, closing the door.
So, we have moose.
I'm locking in and I'm closing the door.
That is incorrect.
What's the largest animal?
The answer is elephant.
I said elephant. Everyone here Every, I said elephant.
You then changed it back to moose.
I changed it to moose.
You doubled down.
I changed it to moose because sometimes it's baby elephants.
Yeah, but what does that?
But okay, fine. Give me the give what, me the
but
next
But there's
shot.
Also baby mooses.
I at the end of the day, I actually don't care because I actually said elephant. You guys heard it. So really and truly, I should get half a point. But it's fine. Can I get the drink?
Right, so here's your next shot.
Can I take half of this? No. Because I was half right.
You take the full shot.
What was that shot,
Ginger.
Tia?
And tequila.
Ginger and tequila.
That's my vibe, babe. Come on. Don't really, you guys are giving me, come on, make it fun.
Wow.
Make it fun.
She didn't even taste the tequila. She was like, ginger.
I said I need
the antioxidant. She didn't know about the next one. Question number three. What's your favorite artist, by the way?
My favorite artist,
yeah,
right now of all time.
Of all time.
Of all time, or like just like my person?
Your person.
Beyonce.
That's good to know, because we do have a Beyonce question here for you.
And I'll get it right 10 times over. And if I get it right, you have to do 3 shots.
Not quite. Well, I will take the next shot. So, question number 3. What was Beyonce's first number one hit?
That's a trick question, because she was also in a band with Destiny's Child. As a solo artist, because I just want to be clear, because I know how you lot get down on this show.
What was Beyonce's
as
first
a solo artist
number one
or as
hit.
A Destiny's Child in the Destiny's Child group?
What was Beyonce's first number one hit?
Well, no. If we want to get into it. But if it is, if you want to say Crazy in Love, then
what?
We can go with Crazy in Love. I said 2 answers there. As a solo artist and when she was with the group, Destiny's Child. If you guys want to say no, wasn't in a hit, then we need to talk to the writers of the show.
What are you locking in?
I'm putting in my rights. Answer. I'm going to say no, because that was her first hit. Lilianne, wasn't that her first?
Damn it.
It was her first number one hit.
We are locking in.
You'll be saying no. When it's really yes. So you know the song, it was a hit.
We are locking in.
And was it a hit in the US or the UK? Because our charts here are different. So we need to speak to the writers of this show. Okay.
Tia, they keep coming for you every time.
Every time.
Okay, go on. Crazy in Love or no.
You have to pick one.
It has to be one answer.
You're saying Beyonce. Beyonce was in a group with Destiny's Child. Her number one hit, she definitely has a
are you locking
in? I'm going to say no, because that was her first number one.
Okay, we are locking in no.
If you guys say Crazy in Love, why I order? If you guys say Crazy in Love, I'm not taking that shot. I will riot.
That is
correct. Just change it, because you don't want the Beyonce fans to come for you.
That is incorrect. The answer is Crazy in Love.
I want to speak to the writers of the show.
So as the writer of the show, can I just say, we didn't ask you what was Destiny's Child's number one. We asked you what was Beyonce's number one.
All right, check this. All right, check this. Cocktails and Takeaways gets awarded a nomination for something.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to take home on the award, and guess what? So it's this person, everybody you got here, they're going to take home an award. They're going to give it out to you as well. All right. But now if one of your crew members now wants to make a podcast, is that their first award for a podcast show? No, it's not. The first award will be with Cocktails and Takeaways. Do you see what I'm saying?
No.
Right. Fine. What's the next thing there?
This is for you, Queen. It looks like a nice one.
You don't want to scare me with the green cheese.
What have we got this week, Tia?
That is a kiwi and cucumber smoothie.
You've been quite kind this today. Quite kind this week. Not sure what's going on. Quite kind. I think after maybe because of how I suffered last week. Lest we forget.
I just want to say I got crazy in love. I did say Crazy in Love.
Yeah. To be honest, if you had said, that's why we were emphasizing Beyonce, because Beyonce individually, her first hit was Crazy in Love. Destiny's Child's first hit was No, No, No.
Beyonce herself will say that No, No, No was her first hit. And she says it in all her documentaries. As a Beyonce stan, I know that. But let the Beyonce stans, Beyonce stans, if you're watching, let's unite. Talk to Miss Joyce. And the writers of this show, okay? I would, because I'm a Beyonce stan. Who do you stan?
Jesus.
How would you feel if Jesus came down and asked you to recite something and he said, you know, you're not coming into heaven because you don't know this? Yeah! Right, how would you feel? Exactly. Let's move on to the next
Let's go to number four. Right, question number four. I'm going to give you a hand. I'm going to give you multiple choice.
Mm-hmm.
How old was Justin Bieber when he released his debut single, Baby?
Baby, 14.
A, 15.
He's 14.
B, 16.
He was 14.
C, 18.
Okay, B, 16.
We've got A, 15. B, 16. What happened to 14?
No, it's 16. It was an even number.
Are you locking that in?
Locking it and closing the door.
That is correct. Well done.
I've been correct all this episode, by the way. They just want to hit me with the hypotheticals. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right.
No.
No.
That one.
Yeah, go and enjoy. That one looks very demonic.
This could be nice. I'm upset.
Exactly how people do shots, like in four intervals. What was that?
It was bitter lemon and lemon juice. Actually, it wasn't a nice one, but
was it not? Okay,
this is a very nice.
I was
episode.
Nice today. It
Happy
seems.
Mother's Day.
Thanks.
Was it?
I'm not a mom. Yeah, you gave you birthed us these drinks, yeah.
Question number five.
Done.
What? Multiple choice.
Yeah, can you say that next time?
What? This is multiple choice.
In front. Yeah, so I'm prepared.
Multiple choice.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
What is the only planet that spins clockwise?
Earth.
Multiple choice.
Earth.
Multiple choice. A, Jupiter.
Earth.
B, Venus.
Earth.
C, Mars.
Earth. D, Earth. Earth. D what?
There's no D, it's just...
Wait, what?
A, Jupiter.
Wait, what? Wait, what, say that again?
A, Jupiter. Mm. B, Venus. Mm. C, Mars.
And it spins clockwise out of those three.
Yeah.
There's no other planets that spin clockwise. It's just out of those three. There's planets. Are you asking me? Wait, hold on. Are there planets that spin clockwise?
Is the only.
But out of those three, they spin clockwise.
What is the only planet that spins clockwise?
Jupiter.
Are you locking that
in? I have no choice. At this point, I'm a hostage. I have no choice. I'm going to say Jupiter.
We're locking in Jupiter. That is incorrect. The answer
Mars.
Is D, Earth. No, fuck me. Sorry. The answer is B, Venus.
Oh, okay. That's what it is. No one really checks for Venus unless you're doing star signs. What's the next drink?
This is for you.
That looks like a Bloody Mary. Is that Bloody Mary? This is Sriracha something.
You gotta take the shot, drop it like it's hot.
Mm,
you gotta take
the shot. Okay, a bit of a tomato juice. Hmm. Will that sit well with my citrus vibes? I don't know. If I'm sick on this set, you can take it out with the writers of this show. Let me tell you something, okay? I wouldn't have had all these shots if they listened. Honestly, too many trick questions.
Take the shot.
Hmm. Charlie, at least you warmed it.
Charlie, stop it.
Yeah, that did. It is warm.
Yeah,
it's warm.
You know what? Thank you for that, because you know what? I've been drinking all episode. Cocktails and takeaways. I had the cocktails with the takeaway. I guess this is it.
We have the final question. So I'm going to give you three lines from one song. Okay. They're not in order, but you have to guess, yeah?
Okay.
So the first one is, I just want to live in a fantasy. The next line is, ladies, is pimps tonight. And the third one is, I look too good. The first line in this song is, I just want to live in a fantasy. The second line is, ladies, is pimps tonight. And the third one is, I look too good.
Wait, does everybody know this song?
Yes.
Everyone on the planet Earth?
Maybe
is
not
like
everyone.
It's like a really well-known song.
It is a well-known song.
Ladies. Is it a Jay-Z song? Give that to
what
me.
What is the name of the song and the person who performed it? I just want to live in a fantasy. Ladies is pimps tonight. I look too good.
That's literally my Facebook status in 2018. Okay. I just want to look good. Okay, do you know, just go on. Let me just... Where's the next...
Do you want to know what the song is?
No.
Right.
Thank you for tuning in for Cocktails and Takeaways. Who was it?
I put that on my mama, on my hood. I look fly, I look too good. You can't touch my back, wish you a would. Anyways, you've taken the shot. Was it a nice one? Tia, what was it?
It was a guava drink, a guava juice with some basil seeds.
Honestly, we've actually had a good shot collection today.
Yeah, that was
shocking.
Mother's Day.
It's Mother's. Yeah, you went kind. You went soft. You
really
went
lovely.
Kind and soft. Yeah. But honestly, this has been such a chaotic, one of the most chaotic episodes I've had in a while, but I've loved it so much. And I love you.
Get back to your roots.
No, seriously, get back to the roots, right? Thank you so much for coming. Where do we find you on the internet?
Annie Drea on Instagram, YouTube, Annie Drea, Twitter, Annie Drea _, TikTok, Annie Drea.
Period.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you so much for coming. It has been a phenomenal episode. Happy Mother's Day to everyone who is a mother or feels like one. Big up you. Mm-hmm. The mother them stand up.
Happy Mother's Day. Remember, if that guy's sucking on your titty, your mama too. Remember, next week we are gonna be looking in with the baddest girl and the baddest boy.
You know what? I'll take it. See you later, guys.